奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
慈爱的天父，我们感谢你。
O merciful Father, we give thanks to you.
在这安息圣日，聚集在我们这边，在这里来一起查考你的话语。
So on this holy Sabbath day, we may gather together to learn your holy words.
这是你施恩赐福的日子。
And this is a day of your blessings.
从一开始，你借着你的能力，也借着你的应许，创造我们。
So ever since the beginning, through your power and your words, you have created us.
你创造所有一切都美好之后，你才创造了人类。
And you have created everything, and then you created man.
但你后来创造的人类死了。
But the man that you have created later on have died.
人来到世间之后，不管从事什么职业，不管有多高的社会地位。
And so it does not matter if a man come into this world with a high status or any fame.
不管是当总统的，不管是当皇帝的。
It does not matter if he's a president or a king.
不管是在当乞丐的，或者当无家可归的人。
It does not matter if he's a cripple or he's a homeless.
你所创造的人到最后都要死。
And all men will die.
为什么会有死？
Why is there death?
你不是创造我们在乐园来享乐吗？
Have you not created us to enjoy in the Garden of Eden?
为什么在人间会有死亡？
Why is there death among men?
为什么在死亡之前，我们从生开始就注定了劳苦愁烦？
So why is it before death we toil and labor?
生命到底是什么？
So what is life?
你创造我们到底是为了什么？
Why did you create us?
你派你的爱子道成肉身来到这个人间，
and you have sent your only begotten Son to come into this world，
要来拯救我们，
and to come to save us。
你的爱子为什么要拯救我们？
And your only begotten Son, why should he save us？
他要怎么拯救我们？
And how will he save us？
我们要怎么凭着他来得救？
And how through him are we going to be saved？
我们把今天整天的机会交在你的手中。
So we give all the services onto your hands.
我们来聚会的目的是要得生命。
And the purpose for us to be here is to gain life.
得你在很早以前就创造的那个永远不死的生命。
And to gain that eternal life that was originally intended for us.
因为你当初创造的是生命，你没有创造死亡。
Because in the beginning you created life, you did not create death.
你创造的是永远的福气跟永远的享福，你没有创造痛苦跟愁烦。
Because you created for us to be able to enjoy eternally and not to suffer.
人会有死，人会有劳苦愁烦，因为人犯了罪。
And man dies and man suffers because he has committed sins.
这个罪一直跟着人。
And the sin always follows.
所以人从生开始就会有劳苦愁烦。
So ever since man is born, he has toil and labor.
到人死了也摆不开。
And even until death, they cannot lay aside.
因为那个劳苦愁烦要留给下一代的人。
Because that toil and labor will be passed on to the next generation.
在一代一代下去，要到什么时候才是真正生命的开始呢？
So how many generations will pass until the true life arrives?
还是这一代一代的下去只是死亡的延续呢？
Or is it just a continuation of death?
我们知道，借着你的爱主耶稣。
And we know through the love of your Son, the Lord Jesus,
我们会从死亡进入生命。
We will enter life from death.
从必死的生命进入永远的生命。
And from a temporary life to an eternal life.
从劳苦愁烦进入平安喜乐。
And from a life of toil and labor into a life of joy and peace.
因为这是你从起初就创造的。
Because this is what you intended and created since the beginning.
这也是你从起初就应许的。
And this is what you have promised ever since the beginning.
求你带领我们今天的聚会。
Please guide our service today.
让我们所有来参加的人，不管是慕道朋友还是主内已经相信的朋友，
so that all who attend, whether they are believers or friends,
在这边能够平平安安的有喜乐，
so that they can gain peace and joy here.
有你丰富的生命，
they may gain your abundant blessings.
他们回到世上去，有你的生命跟他们同在。
So when they return to the world, the peace and joy may remain with them.
他们是你所拣选的一群。
And they are the group that are selected by you.
你的生命要跟他们永远同在。
And your life will remain with them forever.
我们在聚会前献上这样的祷告。
And before service, we offer up this prayer.
愿一切荣耀颂赞。
May all the glory and praise be unto your name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们今天继续来查考教会与生命第四部分。
So today we'll continue to study church and life, the fourth part.
教会是神让人得救的地方。
So church is a place where God allows men to be saved.
教会是神让人得生命的地方。
And church is a place where God allows men to gain life.
教会是神救人离开罪和死亡的地方。
So church is a place where God allows a person to depart from sin.
教会是神救人去天国的地方。
And church is a place where God will allow men to enter into the heavenly kingdom.
教会是神所设立的。
So church is established by God.
教会是按着神的旨意来设立。
And so church was established according to the will of God.
设立教会的目的在拯救人的生命。
And the purpose of establishing the church is to save a person's life.
挪亚造方舟。
Noah created the ark.
照着神的旨意来造方舟。
And the ark was created according to the will of God.
照着神的旨意来传救人的福音。
And through the will of God, proclaim the salvation.
所以进方舟的就得了生命。
So whoever enters into the ark, they gained life.
进方舟的就不遇到死亡。
And if they enter into the ark, they will not face death.
摩西照着神的旨意带领以色列人来出埃及。
So the Moses brought the Israelites out of Egypt.
离开那个罪恶的地方，离开那个当奴隶的地方。
And they left that place where they were slaves and they were bonded.
过红海出埃及。
They crossed the Red Sea and they went through the wilderness.
走旷野，走旷野的路走完的，进了流奶与蜜的迦南地。
And so they departed from Egypt, went through the wilderness, and they went to the land of milk and honey in Canaan.
神世世代代派人来传天国的福音。
So through the generations, God sent the people to proclaim the gospel.
神世世代代派人来传神的声音。
And in the many periods, God spoke to the people.
神世世代代来传天国的信息。
And so through the periods, God proclaimed the message of heaven.
肯信的就得救。
And those who believe, they will be saved.
肯信的得生命。
Those who will believe, they will be saved.
肯信的回到神那个地方去。
And they will return to God.
所以方舟让人得救。
So the ark allows a person to be saved.
方舟就是教会。
And the ark is the church.
旷野让人进入神的应许。
And the wilderness allows a person to enter into the will of God.
旷野就是教会。
And the wilderness is the church.
很可惜，挪亚方舟只救了八人啊。
So it was a very unfortunate the ark only contained 8 people.
外面的人没有人愿意相信，没有人愿意听。
And nobody outside wanted to listen.
只有疯子会在山上造船。
Only a crazy man will build an ark on the mountain.
水永远不会上山。
The water will never arrive on the mountain.
水只有在海里，水只有在地面。
The water will only be on the surface and on the ocean.
在山上造的那个船永远用不到。
The ark, the boat that they created on the mountain will never be used.
更谈不到救人的生命。
They cannot say a sea of men will be saved.
但是当洪水来的时候。
But when the waters came,
洪水淹过了地面的最高点。
And the flooding waters arrived to the highest point.
水从天上一直倒下来。
So the rain and the water kept on pouring from heaven.
只有八个人得救。
And only 8 people were saved.
都是他们自己家里的人。
And it was all their family.
其实在这个时代要让家里的人相信也很不容易。
Actually, in today's world, it is very difficult to let our own family members leave.
你去带家人之外的人来信，说不定还比较容易。
It is perhaps easier if you bring someone outside your family to come believe.
你要带家里的人。
And if you want to bring your family members.
带自己的父亲，带自己的兄弟，不容易啊。
To bring your own father, to bring your own siblings, it is not easy.
甚至要带你配偶。
Even to bring your spouse.
他可以把他的终身许给你。
They can give them all your life.
但是他们不愿将这个属灵的生命交给神。
But they don't want to give over the spiritual life to God.
所以他们不想跟你来教会。
That's why they don't want to come with you.
所以在那个时代，八人得救也是神的祝福。
So at that period, when eight people were saved, it was a blessing from God.
进入迦南美地的壮丁有两位。
And so to enter into the land of Canaan, there were only two people remain.
所以神的安排。神的恩典，神的爱，在地面上能承受的一直很少。
So all the arrangement and all the love from God for it to be fulfilled in this earth is not great.
所以神最后派自己的儿子来。
So until later on, God sent His own Son.
派他来的时候，就是末世，就是这个世界要结束了。
When He was sent, it was during the end times, when the world is about to be over.
因为神要万人得救，不要有一人沉沦，要每一个人得生命，不要有一个人面对死亡。
Because God wishes no one to be put to eternal damnation and under hell. He wishes everyone to be saved.
所以神在末世派自己的孩子来。
So in the end times, God sent His own Son.
派他的爱子、独生子耶稣基督来救赎这世间的重罪人。
And His only begotten Son to carry all the sins and the weight of this world.
让我们靠着耶稣基督不被定罪，反而得救。
So that through Jesus we will not be condemned, but we will be saved.
让我们靠着耶稣基督。
And so through the Lord Jesus.
从那个必死的罪人。
From a sinner that is definitely going to be put to death.
变成了永远活在神身边的活人。
But to a person who will be always be in the bosom of the Lord.
让我们靠着基督得了永远的生命。
So that through the Lord Jesus, we will gain the eternal life.
人为什么会来到这个世间受苦？人为什么来到世间开始了这个必定死亡的生命？
So why did man come into this world to live in a sinful life and also of condemnation eventually?
因为人犯了罪。
Because man have sinned.
人犯罪就要接受死亡，因为死亡是罪的结果。
Because when a man sins, they will be condemned because the result of sin is death.
没有任何犯罪的结果是享福，是快乐。
There is no person who will commit sin and will be able to enjoy it.
那些犯罪的说不定逃过人理法律的制裁。
Perhaps if they sin and they have escaped the laws of men.
但他们内心不会安的。
But in their heart, there will be no peace.
睡觉都会做噩梦。
Even when they sleep and dream, they will have bad dreams.
因为神在他们的内心放了一个良心来督促他们，来责备他们。
Because God has put a conscience in the man's heart to rebuke them.
所以这些人活着不快活。
So these people, they live unpeaceful life.
不管开车，不管去哪里。都觉得是不是哎，这个人是不是知道我做了什么坏事了
？And so whether they're driving, whatever they do, they will realize other people are saying, "Is he doing something wrong?"
在神里面，犯罪是逃不过的。
So in God, if a person commits sins, they cannot escape.
人所做的、人所行的，甚至人所想的。
So whatever a person does, thinks,
在神里是透明，是敞开的。
It is evident and clear before God.
所以圣经说， so、按着定命，人人都有一死，死后却有审判。
So the Bible says, according to God, every person suffers death, and after death comes judgment.
就算你在人的法律犯的罪逃过了，但是到最后神的这一关你逃不过。
So even though if a person commits sins and they escape the judge, but in this world, but they will not escape God.
不管你犯了什么罪。
And does not matter what sin you commit.
在神里面。
In God.
他要把这个罪拿掉。
God will remove this sin.
你曾经惊慌，曾经害怕，甚至现在内心还在想着我曾经犯了什么罪。
And so once you are afraid, and even now you're thinking, what sin have I committed?
神要借着耶稣基督洗去你的罪。
So through the Lord Jesus, our sins will be washed away.
主耶稣道成肉身。
So the Lord Jesus came in the flesh.
亲自来传福音。
He personally came to proclaim the gospel.
亲自来上十字架。
He personally was crucified on the cross.
流下宝血。
To shed the precious blood.
让信神的人有机会再回到神那边去得永远的生命。
So it allows those who believe in the Lord Jesus to once return to him again.
为什么主耶稣的血可以让人回到神那边去？
So why does the blood of the Lord Jesus allows a person to return to him?
为什么主耶稣的血不只让人回到神那边去？
So why will the precious blood of the Lord Jesus not allow a person to return to him?
No, not only allowed.
Not only allowed.
主耶稣的血到底带着什么？
So what does the blood of the Lord Jesus represent?
主耶稣的血又怎么让人到神那边去？
So how would this blood allow a person to return to him?
人怎么靠着耶稣来得生命？
And how can a person be saved and gain life through this blood?
人怎么靠着耶稣来进那一份永远的生命，永远不再有死亡的生命？
So how can a person gain that eternal life through the Lord Jesus?
我们来看一下希伯来书十章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
第十节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10.
希伯来书十章十节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10.
我们凭着旨意靠耶稣基督，只一次献上他的身体，就得以成圣。
Verse 10. By that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
十二节
，verse 12。
但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下了。
verse 12。But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God。
所以这边在讲到耶稣怎么来救赎我们。
So here it talks about how Jesus came to save us。
他说。凭着旨意，那个旨意是神的旨意。
And it says by that will, and that will is the will of God.
那个是还没有世界以前，神就立定耶稣基督来救赎。
So before this world was even established, that God has already made that will to come, Jesus come to save us.
怎么救赎
？And how is he going to save?
一次献上他的身体。
For once, Jesus Christ died for all.
那个献上身体就是在十字架钉死。
And that sacrifice is to be crucified on the cross.
十字架的钉死要留下那个宝血。
And through the Lord Jesus' crucifixion, he will shed his blood.
因为人的罪必须拿掉，人才可以到回到神那边去。
Because a person's sin has to be removed for them to return to God.
所以主耶稣来在十字架的流宝血，这是一个永远的赎罪祭。
So when Jesus came to shed his blood on the cross, this is an everlasting redemption for us.
所以那个罪拿掉了，主耶稣帮我们拿掉了。
So Jesus removed that sin for us.
所以主耶稣的血可以让我们成圣。
So the blood of the Lord Jesus is allow us to be sanctified.
成圣到什么程度呢？
And how can we be sanctified?
我们看十章十九节。
Chapter 10, verse 19.
十九节。
Verse 19.
弟兄们，我们经耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。
19. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus.
这个至圣所是神跟大祭司见面的地方。
So this holiest of place is where the high priest meets God.
一般的祭司还不能进去。
And an ordinary priest, they cannot enter.
这里说坦然的进入。
And so here it says that they have the boldness to enter.
亚当犯罪之后。
After Adam have sinned.
不敢见神。
He did not dare to even look at God.
也怕听见神的声音。
He was afraid to hear the voice of God.
因为人带着罪
because man has sins.
人的罪被发现之后会被惩罚
because when the sins of men are found out, they will be punished.
所以亚当夏娃躲起来了
So Adam and Eve they hid themselves.
但是借着耶稣的宝血
but through the blood of the Lord Jesus,
我们可以坦然啊
we can have this boldness.
就是毫不惧怕
that we will not have this fear
心安理得
that our hearts will be still
堂堂正正没有什么亏心的
and we have nothing to be guilt of
见得了人也见得了神
we can face man and face God
所以以前大祭司能才能进去的地方
so the high priest at that timeThey were the only ones can enter into this holiest.
今天借着耶稣基督的宝血，我们受洗之后，我们都成了大祭司。
But through the blood of the Lord Jesus today, we have all become this high priest.
为什么
？Why?
因为耶稣的宝血洗去我们所有犯的罪。
Because the blood of the Lord Jesus have washed away all the sins we have committed.
我们再来看二十节
，verse 20.
是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
Verse 20, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us, through the veil that is his flesh.
主耶稣的宝血不仅洗去我们的罪。
So the blood of the Lord Jesus not only washed our sins away.
这里说主耶稣亲自打破他的身体。
And here it says that Jesus broke the veil, which is his flesh.
所以这个幔子哈，就是神跟人之间的分隔。
So this veil is the separation between God and man.
不是要来阻挡人来看神。
It is not to prevent man from seeing God.
是要阻挡罪跟圣。
It is to prevent sin and holiness.
所以罪跟圣是不能交在一起的。
So holiness and sin cannot be mixed together.
所以这个幔子就是一个分隔。
So this veil is a separation.
就是分别为圣。
It is to be sanctified.
所以只有大祭司才能进去。
So only the high priest may enter.
有罪的人不能进去。
Those with sins may not enter.
一般的祭司也不能进去。
And any other priest cannot enter as well.
但是借着主耶稣的宝血，我们可以进去。
But through the blood of the Lord Jesus, we can enter.
所以主耶稣为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
So the Lord Jesus opened a new and living way for us.
是一条新约的路。
It is a new path in the New Testament.
一个又新又有活命的路。
And it is a new path and a path full with life.
不是过去只有八人得救的路，不是过去只有两个壮丁进入的路。
It is not the path where only saved eight and two from the Old Testament.
是一条要众人都得救的道路。
But it is a path where all men may be saved.
所以不希望有人再倒在旷野。
So no one have to lay down on the wilderness.
也不希望有人死在洪水之中。
No one has to die in the flood.
这是一条。保证佛命的路
This is a path will grant us life.
一个必然佛命的路
And it is a certain path.
这条路的起点
And so the starting point of this path
幔子
It is a wheat
veil. 是基督的身体
It is the body of the Lord.
就是今天的教会
And it is the church today.
也就是现在大家所聚集的地方。
It is the place where we all gather right now.
基督的身体，教会。
It is the body of Christ, the church.
今天的教会就是基督的身体。
And today's body, it is the body of Christ.
今天的教会就是主耶稣为人们所开的那条又新又活的道路。
So this body is that new and living way that leads to life.
这条路就是带人得救的道路。
And this road leads us, leads a person to life.
所以这条路让人得救，让人得生命。
So this path allows a person to gain life.
人们怎么借着教会来得生命？
So how can a person gain life through the church?
人们怎么借着教会来得救？
And so how can a person be saved through a church?
教会怎么让我们得救？
So how does the church allow us to be saved?
教会怎么让我们得生命？
How does a church allow us to gain life?
主耶稣道成肉身，亲自来传福音，上十字架，就是要人们得生命。
So Jesus personally came down to this earth to be crucified, and he proclaimed the gospel for man to be saved.
来传神的声音
，and to proclaim the voice of God.
让我们知道有一个得救的道路
，so that we may know that there's this path that leads to life.
亲自上十字架，留下宝血，让我们过去的罪可以得到赦免。
He personally went on the cross to shed his blood, so that we may gain the salvation.
主耶稣复活升天之前，把设立教会的目的。
And so before the Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, he gave all the instructions of the church.
他把设立教会的目的讲给门徒听。
He told the disciples how to establish the church.
我们来看一下马可福音十六章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 16.
马可福音十六章。
Mark chapter 16.
马可福音十六章十五节。
Mark chapter 16 verse 15.
马可福音十六章十五节，他又对他们说：“你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。”十六节。
16.
信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
Verse 15. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." 16. He who believes.And is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned.
所以设立教会的目的就是要让人得救。
So the purpose of establishing the church is to allow men to be saved.
让人必然得救。
So that they may be saved.
好，让人必然得救。
So that they may be guaranteed to be saved.
啊，这边说。信啊，受洗就得救，不信的就一定定罪。
So here it says, those who believe will be saved, but those who do not believe will be condemned.
很多人不喜欢这句话。
Many people, they don't like this phrase.
我有什么罪？
What sin do I have?
我又没犯什么错事。
I did not make any mistakes.
为什么我要被定罪？
Why should I be condemned?
说不定有人还认为他应该得到政府的嘉奖，好人好事啊，因为他一辈子在做善事啊。
And some people, they might think they ought to deserve an award from the government because they've done many good deeds.
其实人多多少少都会犯罪。
Actually, men, whether small or great, they will all commit mistakes.
因为人带着私欲，那是一个罪的本性。
Because man has desires, and that is the nature of sin, sinful nature.
所以那个私欲常常会叫人去做坏事。
And that sinful nature will often lead men to do evil things.
有时候就是你不做坏事，但是你心中在想。
And so sometimes you don't commit the mistakes, but even your heart thinks them.
圣经说想就不行了。
But in the Bible it says you cannot even think or in your heart.
就不干净了，不圣洁了。
And it is no longer holy.
圣经甚至说你。知道好的事情，知道善的事情，不去做也是罪。
And the Bible even says that if you know what is good, and if you do not do it, that is a sin.
所以人会来到世间，就是因为有罪才来到世间。
And so why a man comes into the sinful world is because they have this sinful nature.
人如果没有罪，就是留在伊甸园的，不可能来到世间。
If a man does not have sin, they will remain in Garden of Eden.
人会死，就是因为罪的结果。
And a man will die because the result of sin.
所以那个永远不死的才能说他没有罪。
So only the ones that does not eternally is not condemned to death, he does not have sin.
所以如果会死，因为还是有罪。
And so if they die, they have sin.
所以你信了就有机会得救。
So as once you have the opportunity to believe, you'll be saved.
那你不信的，你不愿意得救。
And if you do not believe, you will not be saved.
就好像人出了意外。
And so for a man, it is just like an coincidence, an accident.
救护车来了，你说我不要上去。
So when an ambulance comes, they do not want to go onto the ambulance.
救护车的人跟你说，我必须赶快跟你送去医院，你才有得生命的机会。
And the ambulance driver will say, only if you get on the ambulance will you have an opportunity to be rescued.
你说不要不要，我就这样，我自己会好。
And you say, I do not need it. I will become well by myself.
不可能的。
It is impossible.
你必须上医院。
You have to go to the hospital.
人体的受伤。
And so when we have physical injuries,
上医院。
We need to go to the hospital.
你要去得到正常的医疗。
We need to have the regular treatments.
身体的受伤。
And when we have spiritual wounds,
身体的犯罪。
And when we have spiritual sins,
即将失去生命的。
And the things that causes us to lose life.
即将走入灵里的死亡的。
And things that causes us to lead unto the spiritual path of death.
你必须上那救护车啊，你必须上那方，进那方舟啊。
You need to enter into this ambulance and also into this ark.
因为那是来救我们生命的。
Because it came to save our soul.
所以信的就得救，信的就有机会得救。
So once you believe, you have this opportunity to be saved.
这些受洗的哈，就是所谓的信徒。
And so those who are baptized are the believers.
人如果没有受洗，就不能成为基督徒了啊。
And so if a person, they are not baptized, they cannot be called a Christian.
你不能说我慕道了十年、二十年。
And you cannot say that I have a true seat for a decade or two.
我还不想受洗啊。
And I still don't want to be baptized.
那你在主里面还不算基督徒吗？
Because in Christ, you are not a Christian.
因为受洗是让基督的宝血来洗去我们的罪，所以表示你那个罪还没有拿掉。
Because to be baptized, it shows that our sins are washed in the blood of Jesus. And if we have not washed, our sins have not been washed away.
就算你天天来教会，你那个罪还是在，因为你不让耶稣的血洗去你的罪嘛。
And even if you come every single day, but your sin still remains with you because you're not willing to let Jesus wash your sins away.
所以那个罪必须洗掉，也就是人必须要受洗。
And that sin has to be washed away. That means a person has to be baptized.
所以这边会说，信而受洗必然得救。
And so that is why it says here, those who believe and are, they will be saved.
因为受洗才是真正进入基督的开始，也才是真正进入教会的开始。
And those who believe and are baptized, they will be saved. And at that point, it is when they truly enter into the body of Christ.
主耶稣怎么来说？受洗跟生命的关系啊。
So how does Jesus start speaking about being baptized and the relationship with being saved?
为什么他会说信而受洗必然得救？
And why does he say that believe and baptize, you'll be saved.
所以可见那个洗跟生命有非常直接的关系，而且是一定要接受的。
So that baptism has a strong relationship of being saved.
我们来看看他怎么讲洗跟生命的关系。
And let's see what does the Lord Jesus says about being baptized and being saved.
我们来看下约翰福音三章。
Let's turn to John chapter
3. 约翰福音三章。
John chapter 3.
约翰福音三章
John chapter
3三节
Verse 3
约翰福音三章三节
John chapter 3 verse 3
耶稣回答说我实实在告诉你人若不重生就不能见神的国四节
Verse 4
尼哥底母说人已经老了如何能重生呢岂能再进母腹生出来呢第五节
5
耶稣说我实实在在告诉你人若不是从水和圣灵生的就不能进神的国所以这边耶稣在讲洗跟生命的关系
So here Jesus talks about being baptized and the relationship with the life
进神的国就是得永远的生命
And to enter into the kingdom of God is to gain the eternal life
神是生命的源头在神里就没有死亡
So God is the origin of life, and within God there is no death.
所以信神到最后必须进入神的国。
And so to believe in God, eventually you have to enter into His kingdom.
你信神到最后如果没有进入神的国
，If you believe in God and in the end you do not enter into His kingdom,
那你就进了鬼的国。
Then you enter into the kingdom of the devil.
那就是一个死亡的国度。
And it is the kingdom of death.
所以这边耶稣说要重生啊。
So Jesus here it says that you have to be reborn.
因为过去的生命是一个必死的生命，来到人间是一个必死的生命。
Because the original life came into this world is a life that is going to suffer death.
所以这个生命要重新来过一次，你才有得生命的机会。
So this life has to be readjusted so that you can gain the eternal life.
所以那个重生不是进入母亲的肚子不是
And so to be reborn is not to enter into your mother's womb once again
重生是进入基督的身体
And to be reborn is to enter into the body of Christ
进入基督的身体来重生
And to enter to the body of Christ to be reborn
在今天来讲就是进入教会来重生
And for today it is that we have to enter into the church
所以神设立教会的目的要让人得生命
So God created the church so that people may gain life
教会一个很重大的使命教会必须让人重生
And so the great commission of the church is so that may baptize people that they may be saved
人怎么进入基督的身体
So how canthe life of Christ enter a man.
人怎么进入基督的身体?
So how can a man enter into the life of Christ?
也就是人怎么进入教会。
And so another way to put it is how can a person enter into the church?
当然这有一个前提，这个教会必须是基督的身体，不是一般说啊几个人在那边哦。几十个人、几百个人、几千人就是教会，不是讲那种教会，是一个真正的教会，是真正基督身体的教会。
And so we have to clarify that this body of Christ is truly the body of Christ, not just where a few people gather.
所以从水和圣灵重生。
And so through the Spirit, Holy Spirit, and the person is reborn.
也就是在讲两个洗。
And it is talking about two baptisms, two.
水就是水洗
and water is the water baptism of water
灵就是灵洗
and the baptism of the spirit
所以人必须借着水洗和灵洗才能重生
so only through these two the water and the spirit will a person be reborn
所以只有经过水洗灵洗之后来重生的人才能进神的国
So only a person who gone through the baptism of the Spirit and the water will they be reborn.
进神的国就是得永远的生命。
And to be reborn is to be able to enter into the kingdom of God. and to gain the eternal life.
所以得永生之前，你必须先得重生了。
But to, in order to gain this eternal life, you have to be reborn.
所以得重生之前，你必须从水和圣灵来生。
So before reborn, being a person is reborn, they have to be washed through the Spirit and the water.
不能从水和圣灵重生的，你就得不到那个生命。
And if they cannot be washed by the water and the Spirit, they will not be able to enter into the kingdom.
所以信徒必须从水和圣灵来重生。
So a believer has to be washed through the water and the Spirit.
教会必须让信徒从水和圣灵重生。
And the church has to allow this person to be reborn from the water and the Spirit.
教会如不能让信徒从水和圣灵重生，信徒就得不到永生。
And if a church cannot allow a person to be reborn of the Spirit and water, then this person cannot gain eternal life.
教会如果没有办法提供从水和圣灵重生，那这就不是教会。
And if a church cannot baptize, then this is not truly a church.
没有办法提供水洗跟灵洗的话，那这不是教会。
And if this church is not able to baptize a person with the Spirit and water, then this is not the true church.
所以主耶稣要门徒去往普天下去传福音。
So Jesus spoke to the disciples, asked them to proclaim this gospel to the whole world.
他说信而受洗必然得救。
And those who believe, they will be saved. And when they believe and baptize, they will be saved.
让我们来思考看看。
Let's think.
这个世界上有多少人信而受洗？
How many people in this world, when they baptize, will they be saved?
不要谈这世界了，就谈我们现在所在的美国本土。
And we don't even need to mention the whole world, just United States.
听说啊，基督徒相当多。
It's spoken that there are many Christians here.
好像说每十个人当中就有六个或七个是基督徒。
So if there's a 10 people and 6 of them or 7 of them are Christians.
所以这些人会成为基督徒，当然他已经相信也受洗嘛，不然怎么会成为基督徒？
And these people became Christians because they believed they were baptized.
那是不是这些人以后都去天国了？
Is it true that these people will enter into the heavenly kingdom?
这是一个值得我们去思考的地方。
And this is something worthy for us to think about.
以色列人在走旷野，
When the Israelites they went through the wilderness,
是不是都得救？
Were they all saved?
没有啊。
They were not.
他们是怎么走旷野的？
And how do they go through the wilderness?
神叫摩西来带领啊。
God asked Moses to let them.
白天云柱，晚上火柱啊。
And in the day, pillar of clouds, and the night, pillar of fire.
40年旷野路，神都一直在天上在看，云上在看。
So for 40 years, God was looking down at them through the pillars.
所以表面上说摩西在带领。
So,appearance-wise, superficially, Moses was leading them.
其实是神在带领。
But it was God who were leading them.
他们所吃的玛拿都是神给他们的。
And all the manna they ate were from God.
是不是都得救呢？
Were they all saved?
没有啊。
They were not all saved.
为何不得救？
So how come they weren't saved?
因为有很多死在旷野。
Because many of them have perished in the wilderness.
我们再次来看看哥林多前书十章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
十章。
Chapter 10.
哥林多前书十章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
一节。
Verse 1.
哥林多前书十章一节。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 1。
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都在云下，都从海中经过。第二节。
Two。
都在云里受洗，归入了摩西。第三节。
Three。
并且都吃了一样的灵食。第四节。
Four。
也都喝了一样的灵水，所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石那。磐石就是基督，所以这边在讲啊，他们受洗归入了摩西。
And so they were baptized into Moses.
其实他们是受洗归入了基督。
But actually, they were baptized into Christ.
好，这个基督是创世以前就存在啊！你不要老是一想到基督就想到那个道成肉身的耶稣。
And so this Christ existed ever since the beginning of man. And we shouldn't think that this Christ is only in the New Testament.
道成肉身的耶稣是基督。
So this Lord Jesus came into the flesh was indeed Jesus.
但基督不是只有那三十几年，基督是一直存在，一直到神让人得救，整个完成救赎。
So Christ did not only exist in that physical 30 years, but it existed always.
所以他们受洗是归入基督。
So they were baptized and into Christ.
那我们来想想看，神也用玛拿给他们吃。
So God also gave them manna to eat.
天天走在神迹之中。
They walked among miracles in the miracles every single day.
甚至神所创造的神迹进入了他们的肚子。
Even the miracle that God performed entered into their stomach.
所以他们除了属灵的食物，也喝了属灵的灵盘水。
So they ate the spiritual food and the spiritual drink.
四十年带领下来。
Through the guidance of 40 years.
结果怎么样？
What was the result?
第五节。
Verse 5.
但他们中间多半是神不喜欢的人，所以在旷野倒闭。
Verse 5, for most of them, God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered into the wilderness.
所以这边就是在讲这些人，事实上就是在讲我们今天的人进入教会，进入旷野，也接受了洗礼。
So this verse is talking about those people who enter into the wilderness at that time, and also for us who enter into the church today.
他们受洗归入了基督，我们也受洗归入了基督。
They were baptized into Christ. We are also baptized into Christ.
他们多半死在旷野。
They all scattered in the wilderness.
大部分哈，绝大多数的哈。
The vast majority of them.
啊，今天我们是不是也一样呢
？Are we the same today?
是不是所有信耶稣的受洗的就不倒闭了？是不是
？And for us, we believe in the Lord Jesus today.
就不会倒了。
Is it possible that we will not fall?
我们看十一节。
Verse 11.
十一节。
Verse 11.
他们遭遇这些事，都要作为鉴戒，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。
Verse 11, now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the ages have come.
所以这是一个真真正正的故事。
So this is a true story.
写在这经上的目的要做什么？
And it was written on this scripture for what purpose?
作为鉴戒，末世的人的鉴戒。
And it is a warning to the people in the end times.
不要以为你受洗了。
So don't think.
不要以为你接受洗礼了。
Don't think that you received the baptism.
不要以为你看到神迹了。
Don't think that you see miracles.
就是必然得救了。
That you will certainly be saved.
不是的。
That is not true.
所以我们来思考看看。
Let's think.
同样这一条旷野路。
The same path of the wilderness.
同样摩西在带领，同样神在指引。
And was led by Moses and guided by God.
为什么有人会倒在旷野路？
Why is there someone who, why do they fall into the in the wilderness?
为什么有人会进入迦南地？
And why is it other people are able to enter into the land of Canaan?
这是值得我们去思考的。
And this is worthy for us to meditate.
这些人为什么倒？
Why did these people they fall?
在十章七节到十节
，Chapter 10, verse 7 to verse 10,
写到他们为什么倒。
And it records why did they fall.
今天我们拿来当鉴戒。
So for us today, it is a warning for us.
在告诉我们。
It is telling us.
你如果在信仰的路上。
If in our life of Jesus faith,
像他们一样
if we are just like them,
只重吃喝，只重玩耍
If they only emphasize drinking and eating and enjoying,
行奸淫
and to commit adultery,
试探神
and they tempted God, tested God.
在信仰的路上一直在发牢骚，一直在发怨言。
So in their journey of faith, they constantly complained.
那最后会跟他们一样。
In the end, we will just be like them.
还是会死啊。
We will also die.
信而受洗必然得救。
So to believe and to be baptized, you will be saved.
所以那个是有相当高的条件。
There's a very high standard.
啊，不是说啊，信了啊，也去接受洗的啊，一定去天国，不是这个意思。
And it is not saying that if you believe you're baptized, you will certainly be saved.
那一种信是真真正正的信心，符合神要求的信心。
And that kind of that kind of belief means that it is the perfect faith we need to truly believe.
那种信是建立在基督的身体上，建立在一个真正的教会上。
And that kind of faith, that kind of belief is to be established on Christ himself, on the true church.
啊，所以风吹雨打不会倒。
So when the winds come, when the rain pours,
也没有所谓的私欲被牵引诱惑，没有。
And it will not be being bonded by the sinful nature.
因为以前的罪拿掉。
Because the original sin has been removed.
那个罪性也要渐渐被拿掉。
And that sinful nature will slowly be taken away.
那个罪性如果没有拿掉，还是会跟这些走旷野路的人到最后还是倒。
And if that sinful nature is not removed, we will just like be these people in the wilderness, they will also fall.
所以信而受洗必须是一个真正的相信。
And so to believe and to be baptized, it is the true belief.
而且必须是一个真正的受洗。
And it is the true baptism.
真正的接受水洗和灵洗
and to truly receive the baptism of the water and the spirit.
你如果接受了是真正的水洗和灵洗
if you truly receive this baptism of the spirit and water,
你的信心是符合神要求的
and your faith is according to what God requires.
你信心出来的行为也是神所悦纳的
and what results from your faith is also pleased with God.
那你的信啊受洗是一定会得救，因为这是主所应许的。
Then your belief and your baptism will result you in salvation because this is what God promised you.
我们来看看这个世界有多少基督教。
Let's see how many churches or how many denominations we have in this world.
多少基督教，多少基督教派。
And so how many denominations, how many different churches that believe in Christ.
他们都自称他们是基督的教会。
And they all proclaim that they are the church of Christ.
他们甚至都认为只有他们的教会才是真正的教会。
And all of them feel that they are the only ones or will be saved.
他们自称是基督徒。
Then they proclaim themselves as the true Christian.
那我们必须来思考一个问题。
We need to think about a question.
是不是每一个教会都能给信徒生命？
Is it true that every single church is able to give a person a life?
是不是每个教会都有信徒永远的生命？
Will every church give a person eternal life?
是不是每个教会都让信徒当了天国的孩子？
And is it every church to allow a person to become a children of God?
这孩子长大的时候真的去了天国？
So when they grow up, will they truly enter into the kingdom of heaven?
有很多人认为是的。
Many people believe so.
那个被教的教会跟他们说是的，就是这个样子。
And those who are being taught by the church saying this will be the case.
甚至教他们的所谓的牧师也是说是的，就是这个样子。你信了洗了就一定去天国。
And their ministers are also taught in this way by the school saying that this is what you should believe in.
啊，因为他说这是圣经说的，耶稣说信而受洗必然得救。
And they say that this is what the Bible says. If you believe you're baptized, you will certainly be saved.
啊，所以很多人相信呢，受洗就会去天国。
So many people believe that once they're baptized, they will enter into the kingdom of heaven.
很多人相信每一个教会都是拿着圣经，都是神所设立的，所以每一个教会都让人去天国。
And so many churches they hold the Bible and they believe that they are the ones chosen by God.
所以不管去哪个教会
，So it does not matter which church you go to.
信徒都能够得到永远的生命。
A believer will able to enter this have this eternal life.
是不是真的这个样子？
Is this truly the case?
我们希望如此。
We hope that it is.
不但我们希望如此。
Not only that we hope it is the case.
神也希望如此啊。
But God also as well.
也希望这个样子，所以希望说，啊，你去的每个教会都能让你得救啊。
So that if you go to any church, then you will be able to be saved.
因为神要万人得救，他不希望有任何一个人沉沦，所以你去的哪个教会都能得救，这是神所希望的。
So God does not wish anyone to be condemned, but wish everyone to be saved. So if everyone can go to any church to be saved, this is something that God hopes.
但事实上，是不是真的这个样子呢？
But in reality, is this the situation?
旷野是一个真教会嘛。
The wilderness is a true church.
有基督，有神。
There was Christ and there was God.
有神迹来证实。
There was miracles to prove.
所以那个是一个真教会。
So even though it's a true church,
还是有人倒啊。
There were people still fall.
你今天去哪边找一个教会有真神在带领，有神迹奇事在验证
？And so which church can you go today that you can see miracles? And you can see God is guiding.
不多啊。
Not many.
就算你找到了，也不能保证你必然得救啊。
And even if you find it, it does not guarantee you to be saved.
因为过去发生的事情是一个间接，是一个实际的例子来警戒我们。
Whatever happened in the past, it's a real example for, and it's a warning to us.
所以，人怎么走天路？
So how can a person lead on this heavenly journey?
有人相信他们接受了洗礼。
And some people have accepted baptism.
啊，一定去天国。
And they feel that they will certainly enter heavenly kingdom.
有的人相信他们相信了神，他们就得了圣灵。
And some people they feel that they believe in the Lord Jesus, they will enter into heavenly kingdom.
啊，所以当主耶稣说人必须从水和圣灵重生的时候
，And so when the Lord Jesus says a person has to be washed by the Spirit and the water，
教会跟他们讲，啊，你信的时候就已经有水和圣灵跟你同在了。
And the church tells them as well, when you are baptized, there was a witness of the blood, I mean of the Spirit and the water。
啊，所以你们是必然得救的。
So you will certainly be saved。
是不是真的这个样子呢
？Is it truly? Is that the case?
其实人怎么受圣灵
？So how does a person receive the Holy Spirit？
人怎么接受灵洗啊
？And how does a person receive this baptism of the Spirit？
那是我们得天国基业的凭据啊
！And that is a seal or guarantee for us to enter into the heavenly kingdom。
所以信神的人有机会进天国。
So those who believe in God, they will have an opportunity to enter the kingdom of heaven.
但是如果没有接受灵洗是不可以的，因为那是你进天国，他要看有没有灵洗。
So those do not receive the baptism, they will not be able to enter the heavenly kingdom.
啊，没有接受圣灵的洗是不能进的。
And those who do not receive the baptism of the Spirit cannot enter.
啊，所以是不是？真的，你信了就得了圣灵。
So is it true that if you believe, you will certainly be saved?
哎呀
No.
保罗在传福音的时候
，And when Paul preached,
他看到信徒第一句话问的是什么
？And when he saw the disciples, what did he say first?
是你受了圣灵没有？你信的时候受了圣灵没有
？And so when you believed, were you baptized?
你受了圣灵没有？当你信的时候
，So when you believe, did you receive the Holy Spirit?
哦，这个很重要，所以不是单单信单单洗，他还要看你有没有接受灵洗啊。
So this was very important. Not only were they baptized, but did they receive the Holy Spirit?
所以我们来思考看看，暂时不去谈那些啊，他的信不完全，或者他的受洗不完全，哈，暂时不去谈那些。
So first, we don't have to talk about if a person has the complete baptism.
那我们来谈谈那些已经真正的接受水洗和灵洗的人。
And so first, we start mentioning about those who received the baptism of the water and the Spirit.
也就是主耶稣所说的从水和圣灵重生的。
And it is just what the Lord Jesus said, those who are reborn of this water and the Spirit.
他说，人必须接受水和圣灵的重生，才能进神的国。
So only a person who is washed in the Spirit and the water are they able to enter into the heavenly kingdom.
那我们来看这些接受水洗跟灵洗的这些人，是不是一定进天国？
Let's see if these people who received the baptism of the water and the Spirit, will they enter into the heavenly kingdom?
也不一定。
And that is an uncertainty as well.
啊，所以从这个一关一关来看的话，得救的人事实上根据圣经来讲不多。
So if we look at in stages, those people who are saved are truly not many.
所以人受洗之后，如果那个罪性还一直在指挥你，一直在影响你，一直在诱惑你。
So when a person, even though they have been baptized, but the sinful nature continues to guide them and continue to tempt them,
那你最后还是跟那些走旷野的一样嘛？
And then you will just be like those people in the wilderness.
你最后还是倒嘛？
In the end, you will still fall.
所以不从水和圣灵重生，不能进神的国。
So if a person is not baptized in the water and the Spirit, they cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
但是从水和圣灵重生的，你如果还犯罪，还是不能进神的国。
But even if you are baptized in the water and the Spirit, but if you commit sins, you will still not be saved.
所以我们来看看保罗怎么去解释这个。怎么进神的国？
So let's see how Paul explains how a person enters into the kingdom of God.
好了，不要谈怎么进神的国，谈什么人不能进神的国。
And we don't have to talk about those who enter into the kingdom of God, but to see who those who cannot.
我们就暂时先谈谁不能进神的国，那以后我们再来谈怎么进神的国。
So right now we're going to talk about those who cannot enter into the kingdom of God, and in the future we'll talk about those who can.
那我们看一下加拉太书。
Let's look at Galatians.
加拉太书五章。
Galatians chapter
5. 加拉太书五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书五章十九节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 19.
情欲的事是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡。二十节。
20.
拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、增进、忌恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端。二十一节。
21.
嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等孽，我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。所以这边呢，我们来好好思考看看。
And we should meditate on this.
有这些事情的人不能承受神的国。
So whatever people have these things, they cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
啊，所以走旷野的人，即便你受洗归入了摩西，喝了灵盘水，你还倒？为什么？因为你还是有这些事情嘛，还是有这些情欲的事情。
So even though those who have entered through the wilderness and for us who are baptized, but if we still have these sinful natures, we will still fall.
啊，所以保罗在这边解释。是对谁来讲？
So when Paul explains here, who is he explaining to?
十六节，我说你们当借顺着顺圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲。十七节，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相抵，使你们不能做所愿意做的。所以这边保罗所讲的对象是谁？
So who is the audience that Paul is talking to here?
信徒。
It is the believers.
不只受了水洗，而且已经受圣灵的人。
And it is those who have been baptized with the water and spirit. 但是 and also with the Holy Spirit.
即便他们从水和圣灵重生，但是他们还是做了这么多的坏事。
So even though they are being reborn of the water and the Holy Spirit, but they have still done many wicked things.
那你如果信神，信到最后还是这个样子。
So even if you believe in God, you believe until the conclusion is just like this.
任何一样事你做了
and any one of those things you have done,
不能进神的国。
You cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
不要以为你信了。
And don't think that you have believed.
不要以为你受洗了。
Don't think that you have been baptized.
不要以为你从水和圣灵重生了。
Don't think that you have been reborn of the water and the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣也来特别解释人怎么进神的国。
And so the Lord Jesus also explains how a person enters into the kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣也特别来解释人怎么进天国。
And the Lord Jesus especially explained how a person enters into the kingdom of heaven.
那些信拿受洗的是谁？
And those who are baptized or whom?
信拿受洗的就是所谓的信徒，也就是所谓的基督徒。
And those who are being baptized are the believers, the Christians.
也就是称呼主啊、主啊的那些人。
And it's those who proclaim Lord, Lord.
可说不定啊，一天到晚哈利路亚、哈利路亚赞美主的人。
And perhaps it might be those people who are saying Hallelujah every day.
是不是这些人都进天国呢
？And are those people?Able to enter the kingdom of heaven.
谁到最后来决定我们进不进天国？
And so in the end, who examines or who sees if we can enter into the kingdom of heaven?
不是教会的牧师。
It is not the ministers or the pastors from church.
也不是传道，也不是哪个长子，也不是哪个工人。
And it is not the elders or the deacons or the workers of church.
是主耶稣基督亲自来审判的吧
？But it is the Lord Jesus personally will come to judge.
所以主耶稣说，谁能进天国
？So when Jesus personally says, who can enter into the kingdom of heaven?
我们看一下马太福音七章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音七章。
Matthew chapter
7, 21 节
verse 21.
马太福音七章二十一节
Matthew chapter 7, verse 21.
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能多进天国，唯独遵行天父旨意的人才能进去。
21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven.But he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
所以这边我们再次来说，谁会称呼主啊主啊？当然是那些基督徒吧。
And so who proclaims Lord, Lord? Of course, it is those Christians.
不可能是信佛教人来称耶稣主啊主啊，不可能嘛。
Of course, it cannot be the Buddhists when they believe in Buddhism that they will proclaim Lord, Lord.
所以这些称呼主啊主啊，一定是基督徒吧。
And so those who says Lord, Lord are the Christians.
因为他们相信耶稣基督是救主嘛。
Because they believe that the Lord Jesus is their Savior.
所以称耶稣为主嘛。
And so they acknowledge the Lord Jesus as their Savior.
耶稣讲这句话的时候是在2000年前讲的。
So Jesus spoke this phrase 2000 years ago.
那这句话什么时候要用呢？
So when is this phrase going to be used?
审判的时候。
During the judgment day.
耶稣说，不要只是在那边称呼主啊，主啊。
And then Jesus will say, do not just proclaim Lord, Lord.
不是都进天国啊。
Not all will enter into the kingdom of heaven.
只有遵行天父旨意的人才能进天国。
And only those who obey the will of the Father will enter into the kingdom of heaven.
所以那个信而受洗必然得救里面包括要遵行天父旨意啊。
And so that process of belief and being baptized also have to contain obeying the will of the Father.
所以一个基督徒所信所想所行荣耀神造就。
And so a Christian, whatever he believes, whatever he thinks and does, has to be edified, has to be edify others.
这个都是由遵行天父旨意而来。
And this all contains to obey the will of the Father.
所以以色列人走旷野。
So when the Israelites, they went through the wilderness.
四十年之久啊。
For 40 years.
神故意考验他们。
And God tested them.
要知道他们能不能守神的诫命。
To see if that they can obey God's commandments.
也就是说他们能不能行出神所要求的。
And to see if they can do what God requested of them.
也就是他们能不能遵行天父旨意。
And if they are able to obey the will of the Father.
从旧约到新约。
From the Old to the New Testament.
从新约一直到主耶稣再来审判的时候。
From the New Testament till the Lord Jesus coming again.
自从有人类以来都一样，人要得救必须遵行天父旨意。
And it is the same for all men. If they want to enter into the kingdom of heaven, they have to obey the will of the Father.
亚当夏娃就是因为不遵行天父旨意才被赶出来。
And so Adam and Eve were cast out of Garden of Eden because they disobeyed.
所以才开启了一个死亡的路，所以才开启了一个劳苦愁烦的路。
And they have started this path of death and of suffering.
所以要再回去遵行天父旨意。
So for us to return back, we have to obey the will of the Father.
那条道路是神帮我们安排的。
And that path was already prepared for us by the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣在解释怎么遵行天父旨意。
So Jesus once again explains how can a person obey the will of the Father.
所以主耶稣说，要借着他的身体，也就是借着一个真教会来让人得救。
And it is through his body, and it is through a church, a true church, that a person may be saved.
所以不是只有信而受洗啊。
So not only to believe and to be baptized.
我们来看一下马太哈。看一下马太结尾的时候，二十八章哈。
Matthew chapter 28。
马太福音二十八章。
Matthew chapter
28。马太福音二十八章。
Matthew chapter 28。
十九节。
Verse 19。
马太福音二十八章十九节。
Matthew chapter 28, verse 19.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。二十节。
20.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
19. Go therefore make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.20. Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even till the end of age.
所以今天的教会很多只重视十九节，也就是第一个使命。
So many churches today, they emphasize on verse 19, which is the great commission from our Lord.
施洗。
It is to baptize.
不管那个施洗完不完整，很多教会只重视那个施洗。
It does not matter if baptism is complete, but many churches they focus on this.
但事实上，只有一个真正的受洗，从水和圣灵才能重生。
And there's only one true baptism from the water and spirit that has effects.
所以必须接受水洗和灵洗。
And so they need to receive the baptism of the water and the Spirit.
之后呢?
And then afterwards.
二十节，耶稣在强调，凡我所吩咐你们的，你都教训他们遵守。
And then afterwards, in verse 20, Jesus says, teaching them to observe all things I've commanded you.
也就是耶稣说，我所吩咐你们的，都要教导给他们了，不能说耶稣吩咐的你不教导啊。
And that is to say that whatever the Lord Jesus told his disciples, he wants them to teach others.
啊，不能只是在那边说啊，信了就一定去天国，受洗了就一定进了，不是了。
And it is to not to ask them to proclaim to those people, if once you believe, you enter into the kingdom of heaven.
还要明白主的吩咐。
But they need to understand the commands of the Lord.
不只要明白主的吩咐，而且还要遵守。
And they not only have to understand, but they have to observe.
这样主耶稣就会跟这些信徒同在。
And only in this way would the Lord Jesus be with the disciples.
直到世界的末了。
And until the end of the age.
就是说，一直到审判的时候，主耶稣都一直在保守你。
And all the way till the judgment days, it is a person preserved by the Lord.
一直到审判的时候，你都没有跌倒。
All the way until the judgment day, you have not fallen.
为什么？
And why?
因为你守了主的吩咐。
Because you have obeyed, observed the commands of the Lord.
守主的吩咐就是遵行天父的旨意。
And to observe the commands of the Lord is to do the will of the Father.
这些人必然进天国。
And these people will enter into the kingdom of heaven.
这些人不只称呼主啊，主啊。
Not only these people do not only say Lord, Lord.
这些人还遵行天父旨意。
These people also observe and obey the will of the Father.
这些人一定进入属灵的迦南地。
And these people will enter into the spiritual Canaan.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
133首。
133。
我们英文唱四节哈，那中文唱两遍哈。
So the English has four verses. Sing four verses.
Thank you.
我们再次保持站立，我们来做祷告。
And let's all remain standing and pray in silence.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
我们在天上父，我们感谢你带领我们的机会。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for guiding our service.
我们知道我们活在这世上有罪。
We know that we live in this world and we have sin.
我们来这边要洗去我们的罪。
We come here so that our sins may be washed.
也不让罪再做我们的王。
That sin will not reign over us.
我们要靠着神你的教训。
And according to your instructions.
主的吩咐。
And the Lord's commands.
圣灵的引导。
And the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
让我们走向一个永远生命的道路。
That we may walk onto an eternal path that leads to life.
在这个世界没有永远的朋友
，and in this world there is no eternal friends，
也没有永远的亲戚
，there is no eternal family relatives，
父母会离开
，our parents will depart us，
兄弟会离开
，our brethren will depart us，
这个世界每秒钟有多少人生
？and in the a second in this world how many people are born？
在这个世界每一秒有多少人死
？And in this world, how many people die?
他们从哪里来？他们往哪里去
？And where they have entered, they have also gone.
在这个世界，人就像草，就像花。
And in this world, a person is just like the grass and just like a flower.
草必枯干，花必凋谢。
And the grass shall wither, and the flower shall wither as well.
只有信神的人永远长存。
And only those who believe in the Lord will exist forever.
只有追寻你的，你要给他们永远的生命。
And only those who obey you will you give them the eternal life.
因为你给我们的道是一个永远不坏的种子。
Because the path that you've given to us will not corrupt.
那个道理是一个永远不坏的种子，要在我们内心成长、发芽、生根。
Those words will never corrupt and will be able to plant it in us and grow.
感谢你带领我们的机会。
And thank you for guiding our service.
我们这当中有病痛的。
And those who are sick among us.
甚至有已经离开的。
And those who have departed.
我们知道在主里睡的有福了。
And we know that those sleep in you are blessed.
因为他们根据你的带领在走你的路。
Because through your guidance, they have walked on your path.
求你安慰他们。
May you comfort them.
也求你医治在病痛当中的人。
And may you heal those who are in illness.
甚至请你来救助在最终受苦的人。
And to save those who are living in sins.
让我们明白生命是什么。
So that we may understand what is life.
也让我们明白去哪里找到一个真正的教会，就是你的身体。
And that we may know where we may find the true church, your true body.
因为只有在那个地方，我们才能洗去罪。
And only in that place will our sins be washed away.
因为只有在那个地方，我们才能找到真正的生命。
And only in that place will can we find the true life.
我们下午要继续来谈教会与生命。
And this afternoon we're going to continue to discuss church and life.
求你保守我们
，and please preserve us，
让听的人能听明白
，so those who listen may listen clearly，
让讲的人能讲出你所要讲的话
，and those who speak can speak all your words，
愿我们所做所行的
，everything we do and think，
能荣耀你的名
，may glorify your name，
也能造就来参加的人
，and may edify those who attend，
不管是信徒还是慕道徒。
Whether they're believers or friends.
我们这样祈求，我们这样祷告。
And we pray in this manner.
愿一切荣耀颂赞都归你的圣名。
And may all the glory be unto your holy name.
阿们。
阿们。
请坐。
Please be seated.